From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that five developers have responded to a request for qualifications from the Hudson Housing Authority to rebuild public housing in Hudson. The authority will announce the winning proposal at its April 17th meeting. The 50-year-old Bliss Towers and Columbia Apartments, with 131 units together, will be torn down and new housing will be built at other locations. Hudson also plans to develop 85 affordable housing units on three parcels in the city, and the Galvin Foundation says it will create 138 apartments with more than 50 affordable or middle income. Governor Kathy Hochul and many local officials say New York and the Hudson Valley have an affordable housing crisis now, with longtime residents being priced out. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Diane Valden reports for the Columbia paper that Ankrum may be getting more income from speeding tickets now that the town officials voted 3-2 March 16th to pay Columbia County sheriffs for more patrols in town. Ankrum Court Clerk Ruth Whitlinger said having the increased patrols brings the town court, and I quote, a little more business, end quote. Councilmember and Fire Chief David Boyce voted against the measure, and first said paying for extra patrols was not needed because he sees state police and sheriff patrols, and I quote, every day around town, end quote. But he also said, and I quote, it's being suggested to those guys not to be in Ankrum. The sheriff isn't allowing the guys to sit in Ankrum at slow times. I know things are going on behind the scene, end quote. He said the sheriff's office has problems communicating with patrols in Ankrum by radio or cell phone due to the hilly terrain. Since the town voted for the patrols, Ankrum will be paying the sheriff's office between $12,000 and $20,000 annually. The sheriffs would especially patrol the intersection of Route 82 and County Route 7 in the Ankrum Hamlet and the Route 82 County 3 and 8 in the Ankrum Hamlet between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News reports that a CSX train derailed March 30th in Dutchess County. One rail car left the tracks at the Chelsea Crossing in Wappingers Falls, but no one was injured. CSX did not respond to a request to comment on the accident. Metro North said there will be Hudson Line service changes the week of April 3rd through 7th for crews to repair track and switch damage caused by the freight train derailment. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Maria M. Silva reports in the Times Union that Onteora Central School District is considering closing one or two elementary schools because of falling enrollment. So far, they are discussing either closing Bennett Elementary or closing both elementary schools in Phoenicia and Woodstock. The number of students at those schools has fallen from 2,470 in 1998 to 1,101 students today. Onteora Superintendent Victoria McLaurin said, and I quote, we have lost 1,000 students and not changed our footprint, end quote. The U.S. Census Bureau reports that Ulster County's number of children ages 5 to 19 decreased from 36,764 in the year 2000 to 29,000 in the year 2020. But from 2019 to 2021, the population of Ulster County overall grew 2.8%, reversing a decline since 2010. The Onteora Parents Engage Now group that opposes the school closures argues that the pandemic has, and I quote, fundamentally changed, end quote, the local population. Megan H. Brenner is a parent and a spokesperson for the parent group, said, and I quote, moral of the story is that it's fiscally irresponsible to rush decision-making on something that cannot be undone. That will forever shape the impact of these communities without knowing or disclosing all the impacts on the community and taxpayers, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.